పరాభవస్తావదబోధ జాత
పరాభవస్తావదబోధ జాతో యావన్ జిజ్ఞాసత ఆత్మతత్వం యావత్ క్రియాస్తావదిదం మనోవై కర్మాత్మకం యేన శరీరబంధ.
This great science is unknown to the modern civilization. Parabhavastavadabodha jata javanna jigna sato asa tatyam. What is the next?
Javat kriyastavat. Idam mano vai.
Karmatmakam.
Yena shariravanda.
People are working very hard day and night. Karmatmakam. Karmatmakam means that I shall work and make profit and enjoy. That is called karmatmakam. Fruitive activities. Everyone is working for some profit. So, in this way, according to different karma, or according to different association, everyone is engaged in different karma or activities. Just like disease. Disease means different type of contamination. This is disease. Doctors, they have got different, they have to treat different types of diseases by different types of medicine. Why? Because the patient has contaminated a different type of infection. So, actually, spirit soul has nothing to do for value. They are working so hard, that is Maya. Because everyone is working for economic development. This is Maya. Just like the newspaper reporter asked me the crisis. They created a situation that ultimately it has come to a crisis. The big oil tankers are now standing without any work. And they're feeling scarcity. Actually, we haven't got to work for our livelihood. There are 8,400,000 species of living entities. Out of that, only 400,000 species of life are human form. Other 8 millions, they are bird, bees, trees, insects, aquatic, so many varieties. So they have no economic problem. The bird, beast, aquatic, they have no economic problem. They are sufficient. Our material necessities are to eat, to sleep, to have sex life, and to have protection from danger. These are our problems. So, living entities less intelligent than the human being, they have no problem of this field of activities. They are eating, they have no problem for eating. They have no problem for sleeping. They have no problem for sex life. And neither they have problem for any defense. That is already there. A bird early in the morning chats very nicely. He has no problem. He'll go anywhere and get some fruits and eat, and sleeping accommodation is there on the top of the tree, and the sex, the male bird, the female bird, they take bath simultaneously, and defense, they know how to defend themselves. They are in danger on the ground, they live on the top of the tree. So they know how to defend, how to enjoy sex life, how to eat, how to sleep. So there is no problem. You know why human society has created this problem? If 8 million living entities can have no problem, why the 4 million group, the human society, they will have problem? And that is Maya. Actually, there is no problem. They created problem by their advanced intelligence. They have created problem. Why? That because advanced intelligence is not being properly used. They are being used for these lower grade activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The human being advanced in consciousness, they should have used the advanced intelligence for self-realization. But there is no such education in the universities. That I raised this question in the Massachusetts Technical Institution when I was asked to speak. Where is your technical department where a man after death can be alive again, injecting some? Just like motor stop, so a mechanical technology is go. And that's the machine correctly, then it even runs. That I understand that there is technology. But when a man stops running, where is the technology to give him again the energy to go on? Because the Massachusetts technology, this technology must be there. So I asked the university, where is that department? They left them, could not answer. And they appreciated the student. Later on, they surrounded me and they appreciated. Actually, where is the technology in the university? And that is called Parabhava. This verse is there. Parabhava stavadabodha jata. These rascals, they are born fools and rascals. And they are working in rascaldom. Therefore, whatever they are doing, it is defeat. Therefore, this crisis has come. Parabhava stavadabodhyata. They are rascals and fools. And there is no proper education to understand what I am, what is my necessity. And that education is wanting. These rascals are accepting this body. I am this body. And they are working for the bodily necessities of life. But that is being done by the lower animals. Working day and night hard for the necessities of the body. And that verse is there. Parabhavastavadabodhajata Javanna jignasatvatvatattam. These rascals do not inquire also that I am working so hard. So, this for the heart, for this body, that this body cannot be protected. And when the body is dead, nobody can help. Their technologies, when the motor stops, they can again run up by supplying something which you want. Why not this technology? That means they do not know what is the need of the body. When the body dies, they cry simply like child, my father has gone. Why your father has gone? It is lying there. Where he has gone? It is lying on the floor or on the bed. No, my father has gone. That he has not seen his father. He has seen the body. And now he says, my father has gone. The body, you saw the father's body, the body is there. Why you are crying? My father is gone. He's lying there. This is called defeat. What he was seeing his father or his son that is lying there, but he does not know who is his father, who is his son. This is called defeat. Above the jata. He remains the same fool and rascal as was born. Born rascal, otherwise children are sent to school to become intelligent, to become men of knowledge. Wise man. But where is the wise wisdom? The technology is not there. The whole world is working under this wrong impression that I am this body. Jasnātma buddhi kunapayuti dhātuti. That is the defeat. It is practical. As they are simply meeting crisis after crisis. But the rascals and fools. This is a civilization of rascal and fools. Parabhavastavodabodajata. Why rascal and fools? Javanna jignasata atmatattam. There is no inquiry what I am. Why I am becoming the fool? I am trying so much. Why the problems are still there? Or the problems are increasing? These questions are not there. Simply blindly, like asses and cows working, going to the slaughterhouse, cannot protect. Animals should be used. So the animal civilization will continue so long one does not inquire what he is. That is real intelligence. What I am. Why this body? If I am not this body, then I am not American, I am not Indian, I am not black, I am not white, I am not Brahmana, I am not Shudra. So many things become I am not. And when you understand what you are, if you work on that basis, then there is no crisis. You are working on the wrong basis of understanding. Identified in this body yourself. You are not this body. Therefore, unless one comes to the standard of inquiry, what I am, why I am forced to suffer, I do not like to suffer, I do not like to die, whether it's death, I do not like to become old man, why I become old man? I do not want any disease. Why there is disease? They are not making solution of this problem. Thereafter, this temporary problem. Therefore, they are working hard. Working hard means simply contaminating another kind of infection. And therefore, Ishvarirabandha. Sarira-bandha, different types of bodies, I am transmigrating from one body to another. my problems remain the same, but death, old age and disease. And therefore, whatever I am doing is all defeat. Parabhava. So don't work for being defeated by the laws of material nature. Try to conquer over the laws of material nature. That you can do simply by Krishna consciousness. Mamo maya viruttaya. What is that verse? Devidhi tha gunamai, mamo maya viruttaya. Māneva jatrapatrante, māyā me tāṁ tarantik. Pray that, Bhagavad Gita, tell Bhagavad Gita. Find out this verse, 7th chapter. Māma māyā durattaya. So, read books profusely and learn the problems of life and the solution of life. Everything is there. Read it.
Daivi jesha guna mayi mama maya durattaya mame vaye tapadyante maya metam tarantite.
Yes.
This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
But.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered.
We have to work under some energy. This is our position. We are also energy. Just like two energies, the negative and positive, works on electricity. Similarly, there are varieties of energies. We are also one of the energy of God. So our position is marginal energy. We can work under spiritual energy, we can work under material energy. We have to take shelter of another energy. Therefore, our position is marginal. We can take shelter of the material energy or the spiritual energy, as you like. If we take the shelter of material energy, then we become incarnate. Therefore, it is called Devi-Chi-Sa-Gunamai Mama Maya Durasya. Without knowledge, without identification, if we take the shelter of material energy, then we become in darkness. Tritiya karma sangha anya saptirishat. This third energy, material energy, human being, or living entity. Therefore, at the present moment, different atmosphere, just like here, in this house, in this temple, the spiritual energy is active. Outside this house, the material energy is active. What is the difference between this house and the next house? Here, the material energy is not working, the spiritual energy is working. The other house, the same pattern, but no difference between this house and that house. The only difference is, the other house, they are interested in material energy. And here, in this house, the inhabitants are interested in spiritual energy. So that is explained here. That if we work under material energy, then there will be problems. And if we work under spiritual energy, there will be no, all problems will be solved. This is Krishna consciousness. What is the part God?
Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence.
Yeah.
As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal.
Just like a citizen is supposed to remain free, but sometimes he is put into the jail. Because he has worked under different criminal energy. So therefore he is put into jail. But when he becomes perfectly civil, so there is no jail for him. He is free to move. So we have preferred to act under material energy, therefore you are suffering, where there are problems. And if we prefer to act under spiritual energy, then we get. This is different. So what is the difference between material energy and spiritual energy? Material energy means one works for his own self-gratification. And spiritual energy means one works for self-gratification of Krishna. That's all. There must be some self-gratification working. But when we work for our personal self-gratification, that is called Maya. We cannot be personally satisfied without Krishna. Just like in this body, different parts of the body, they cannot enjoy the independence. If you get nice cake, you have to put it to the stomach, then you get dinner. And if you want to this finger, cut the cake, and want to utilize themselves, that is not possible. It must be easier. And then energy will be. This is the difference. The materialistic person, they are simply taking things for enjoying themselves. That is Maya. They cannot enjoy it. But if you take through Krishna, then it is spiritual. That is the difference between material and spiritual. Atmendriya Tirti Vansha Karnam Kaam. Krishnendriya Tirti Vansha Dhare Prem Naam. When you try to satisfy your own senses, that is lust. And when you satisfy, when you try to satisfy the senses of Krishna or God, that is called love. Here, in this material world, so-called love is personal self-gratification. A girl loves a boy, she has got the intention for personal self-gratification. Or the boy loves the girl, he has also the same personal self-gratification. But the gopi's love for Krishna is not for personal satisfaction, but for Krishna's satisfaction. And that is the difference between gopi's love and people's lust. So love cannot be possible within this material world, because everyone has got the intention to satisfy his senses. Therefore, love is not possible in the material world. Love is possible only in the spiritual atmosphere. When you know how to love Krishna or God, then our life is. Jena atma suprasidati. And by that love, you will be fully satisfied. Ahitagiya pratihata. Jena atma suprasidati. Savai punkhan paro dharma jato bhakti yadhathaye. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to train people how to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Then all problems will be solved. Thank you very much.